This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Bucks at Rams Week 4. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you follow me on Facebook, if you follow me on Instagram, at ToddWright2019, just yesterday, I posted the latest wonderful thing that Brandon Legal Group does for Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They contribute a huge basket of prizes to every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament because this is our football-themed event annually. It is a tailgate prize package. Check it out on my Facebook page. Check it out on my Instagram page at ToddWright2019. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. I look forward to seeing Colin and David and Tony and Jeremy, who put the basket together from the marketing department at Todd Wright Tour 21 at the Eagles Golf Club this Sunday. When you need legal assistance of any kind, Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm. 844-4BLG for me. 844-4BLG for me. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Many Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments are catered by my friends at Better Bird from the Chichio Restaurant Group. And my golfers love that I go out of my way to make sure they are well fed at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament with either catering from outside, meals served by the golf club itself, or as we're doing at the Eagles, a combination of both. How about you do some catering of your own, home or office, from my friend Matt Jones and Better Bird. If you mention me, you get the same 15% off catering that my golfers have had for a year now. The minimum order for delivery anywhere in the Tampa Bay area is $100. Again, mention me, you get 15% off whatever the cost of your catering order is. Visit betterbird.com to see the catering menu. There are a lot of options there. The one thing you must have, scroll down to sides, find the jalapeno bacon mac and cheese. And you're going to want at least one more of it than you think. My golfers will tell you, it's one of the best things that I serve at every golf tournament. But whether you're looking for taco platters, tenders, wings, their skinny chicks, full-size sandwiches, wraps, they've got it all. Better Bird, cater better. 727-612-3600. Visit betterbird.com. Remember to mention me and ask for Matt Jones because I deal with him personally. Mention me, you get 15% off whatever your catering order is. Again, social media. I'm on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. On Instagram, at ToddWright2019. And yes, Todd Wright Tour 21. This is my 21st golf tournament in less than 4 years. We're sold out. It's the largest field ever. And I'm turning away 30 on the waiting list. I have no room for them because they were too late to sign up and no one canceled. We're playing at the Eagles Golf Club this Sunday. And of course, Brandon Legal Group will be there. There are prizes from Better Bird and Fresh Kitchen from Chichio Restaurant Group as part of the prize draft. If you want future golf tournament information, because Todd Wright Tour 22 will be rapidly approaching in December, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. This Sunday's event is my annual football-themed event, where I send the golfers out at 1 o'clock, right when the 1 o'clock games kick off. They have a Vegas-style card that they fill out as a team, and they pick all the 1 o'clock games against the spread. They can follow those games on their phone while they're out there. And for each of the 8 games they get right, when they hand me their scorecard after their round, I knock a stroke off their score for every game they pick right. And everyone comes in, we'll be serving food. Most people will be having a drink or two. I'll be giving away over 100 prizes in the prize draft, team prizes, contest prizes from the course, and we'll be watching the Bucks and Rams. So let's get to the Bucks-Rams fantasy exclusive breakdown in this edition of the Bucks Bulletin. Let's start at the quarterback position. DraftKings prices Jared Goff as QB5 for all QBs playing Sunday, Monday. This is independent of the Eagles' win against Green Bay on Thursday night. So yes, Jared Goff, you have no reason to take him out of your lineup if he has been your QB1. I expect it will be a pass-heavy game plan, considering the way Todd Bowles has slowed running backs the last couple of weeks. Even before Barkley got knocked out of the game, it was clear he was accountable. And think about what Bowles did with Christian McCaffrey in week two. So Goff certainly looks like a QB1 option for this week. He was priced 5th for Sunday, Monday games with DraftKings. Jameis Winston priced 13th. Winston will not have the advantageous matchup that he had with Evans against Janoris Jenkins. Chris Godwin, we'll get to him, has a hip issue, which may limit him significantly, or we may have to monitor whether or not he's even active for the game come roughly 2:35 on Sunday. So Winston doesn't have going for him nearly as much as he had against the Giants, against a talented Rams defense. Winston, probably not your best option this week. Running back position, Todd Gurley owners, you kind of knew what you signed up for, didn't you? You got one touchdown through three games and just not a lot of volume, not a lot of activity. I don't know that I'd be playing Todd Gurley this week based on what I just said about Todd Bowles against opposing big-time running backs and based on Gurley's first 3 weeks. Gurley also off a short week, playing Monday at the Browns, spotted on the bike at one point during the game. Malcolm Brown had whole series to himself. Not that he touched the ball, but he had whole series to himself. If we're week 4 now, if you have better options at running back with better matchups that have done more, I think you're justified in playing them and thinking twice about Gurley in this spot. I wouldn't be touching him in daily either. As far as on the Buccaneers side, speaking of daily, Ronald Jones looks like a good bargain off his 100-plus yard tandem offense game against the Giants. Some are wondering when Ronald Jones ascends to RB1 within his own team, but I just sense a real stubbornness from Arians and Leftwich that they know more than anybody else. And in most cases, they probably do, but in some, they don't. Barber is not an attractive option in this game. Ronald Jones is back on his college home field. Has had 2 out of 3 good games to start the season. I'm not saying Ronald Jones is a better play than Todd Gurley. This is totally different. If you drafted Ronald Jones, you drafted him to be a backup running back. This week, you can think about finding room to play him. You can think about it. It's not a great matchup against the Ram defense, but he's had 2 of 3 good weeks, and he is back on his college home field. From a Gurley standpoint, he's had 3 weeks, and the matchup isn't good, and it's a short week for Gurley. So have some perspective. That's what I'm doing here, where with Jones, it's... Or let's say you're a Le'Veon Bell owner and you're just looking for a running back who's going to get some touches this week because you don't necessarily have someone else on your bench to fill Le'Veon Bell's spot. Jones might be the play in that case. I think Jones is a good bargain on DFS, I think he's a better option at his price than Gurley is at his price, and I'm not touching Barber this week. All right, wide receiver, a lot to get to. Let's start with the Bucs. Mike Evans off the huge game. So I've had some people come at me at Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com saying, see, I told you so. Godwin isn't a better option than Evans. Okay, it was one game. And Godwin clearly was injured. And Evans had a terrific matchup. But in the previous two games, Evans totaled about 9 fantasy points. He quadrupled that in one game against the Giants. He doesn't have that kind of a matchup against the Rams. Sure, you're playing him. But if you're expecting another 30-point game out of Mike Evans, you might want to think about the difference between where the Giants are in the NFL pecking order as opposed to the Rams. Also, home road. And I never like East Coast teams playing on the West Coast. In general, it doesn't work out very well. Godwin has a hip issue. Hasn't practiced for the first part of the week. If you are a Godwin, if you are a Godwin owner, you just have to monitor this. It's too early to say that he could be inactive for the game, but it is a consideration. And even if he is active in the game, how effective can he really be? Now, if he's not active, it means Mike Evans is kind of all the Bucs got, even though O.J. Howard did have a catch of 30 yards last week off a very, very disappointing start for you O.J. Howard owners. But Godwin's hip injury is worth monitoring right up until 2:35 p.m. Eastern on Sunday when the inactives come out. So you got to keep checking status on Godwin. From the Rams standpoint, Jared Goff seems to be the top option. Looks better than ever. The yards after catch are some of the best in the National Football League. 2 touchdowns in the Monday night win against the Browns. Clearly has a great connection with Goff. So Goff to Kupp is working well. For those of you who drafted Kupp to be a wide receiver 2/3, it's really paid off. Brandon Cooks, who works more downfield than Kupp, works the short to intermediate routes. Cooks continues to see high volume as well. Similar numbers to Kupp without the touchdowns in the week 3 game against the Browns. Cooks, I'm combining Cooks and Kupp into one player. Would be a heck of a player. Short, medium, right? Long routes, got it all. But both Kupp and Cooks are definite wide receiver plays in season-long leagues and one or both in daily this week in what should be a pass-heavy game plan. There doesn't appear to be enough to go around right now for Robert Woods. And even in the Browns game, at one point, Sean McVay, trying to keep Robert Woods in the game, called an end around for him. And it worked for, I forget how many yards, around 10. But not connecting as well with Jared Goff. Woods not getting the volume that Kupp and Cooks are. At this point, Woods is more of a risk-reward play or a necessary flex play where Kupp and Cooks are definitely in your lineup as wide receiver starters. There's nothing really exciting for me to talk about at the tight end position in this game. The best tight end for the Rams in Higbee had a lung issue that kept him out last week. I think he's expected back this week. Everett played in his place on Monday night, didn't see much action. There might be a couple, 2 or 3 targets for tight ends for the Rams in this game. Nothing to get excited about in season-long leagues. O.J. Howard, at least, he had the 30-yard catch and run in the game against the Giants. But I think for those of you that drafted O.J. Howard thinking he was a top five tight end this year. You've been disappointed, and I'm not sure this is a game where you're saying, okay, he's turned the corner, and he's really ready to deliver me a big game. It's probably not the spot to do that. So, we were going to talk about kickers. The Rams have a good one, even though he did miss a kick late in the Super Bowl that would have made it a one-score game, and the Bucs still don't have one. So you Bucs fans who just kept saying, we finally have a kicker, no, you don't. JoeBucsFan.com did a very nice, matter-of-fact piece on Matt Gay after Sunday's game, saying simply, he's a bad kicker. Laying out the numbers, pointing out how he had a key miss in the Carolina game that could have cost the Bucs the game, and he missed two extra points and a game-winning field goal 1 yard further back for an extra point, and add to it Bruce Arians changing his spin on the delay of game penalty and all the stupidity that went with that. Also, Matt Gay needs to stop wearing these bright shoes that bring more attention to him. You're a frickin' rookie. Do your job. It's kind of like being a caddy in golf. The rules are show up, keep up, shut up. That's what kickers should be, at least until they establish themselves as a big-time kicker. And for Matt Gay to bring more attention to himself with these bright neon shoes, and then he has a game like that, my attitude is, serves you right. This is also why I use adjusted fantasy scoring on kickers in my league, because I want it to reflect the game itself. In standard and PPR leagues last week, Matt Gay was the number one kicker in fantasy. Why? He lost his team a game. My adjusted kicker scoring, so you know it, and if you're a commissioner of a league, you can email me and I'll give you the details anytime you need them. If you want to change your kicker scoring to more accurately reflect the kicker's impact on his own team, it's real simple. Kickers get 1 point for a made extra point, but lose 1 point for a missed extra point. Kickers get 3 points for every field goal. I don't care if the field goal is 18 yards or 68 yards. Just like in the game itself, you get three. Instead of there being a reward for field goals made beyond 40, there's no penalty for field goals missed beyond 40. But there damn sure is a 1 point penalty for field goals missed from 39 and in. That's how I run my leagues with adjusted kicker scoring, and it would not have resulted in Matt Gay being the number one kicker in fantasy in a week he lost his team again. That's the Bucs Bulletin for this week. We'll be with you again next week for a Week 5 edition, and we'll do this for the full 16 weeks, and even in the bye week on this Bucs road trip, we'll just do a reset. And we'll talk about the depth chart, where everything is at, etc. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, 844-4BLG4ME, and also by my friends at Better Bird. Remember them for your catering needs, betterbird.com. Ask for Matt Jones and tell them you listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.